This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. For decades, indigenous farmers and ranchers argued that the U.S. Department of Agriculture's loan programs discriminated against them. In 1999, they filed a class action lawsuit, and after nearly 20 years of legal wrangling, they reached a settlement that established the Native American Agriculture Fund. That was in 2018. Now that group is setting up its own financial institution to improve Native producers' access to credit. Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports.
Before that settlement, Lyman Cauliflower was looking to expand his family's cattle ranch on the Rocky Boy Reservation in Montana. He says securing loans from local banks was pretty simple, but
the process with the FSA and that part really wasn't.
The FSA is the Federal Farm Service Agency. Cauliflower believes that it saw him as a risky investment, since, like many Native producers, he works on tribal land that he doesn't own outright.
You can't use that as collateral. That's probably the toughest barrier for Indian ranchers.
Ranchers like Ruben Roman, who raises cattle on the Wind River Reservation in Wyoming, he says the process is still frustrating.
I got denied every which way.
So he skipped the federal process and went to a Native-owned bank in South Dakota.
We got the loans and I bought some cattle like that. That they do all my lending now.
These stories are common among Native producers, says Carly Hotvet with the Indigenous Food and Agriculture Coalition. Instead of traditional banks and the federal government, she says tribally owned community development financial institutions, or CDFIs, can fill producers' needs.
They are specifically targeted towards supporting Indigenous producers that other institutions may not be as willing to extend credit for.
The Native American Agriculture Fund's new financial institution will support those community banks. CEO Tony Stanger McLaughlin says the goal is to increase the amount they have to lend to Native producers.
To allow them the ability to grow, to have the same opportunities that were provided to other farmers.
Stanger says it's still up to the federal government to improve its lending process for Native farmers. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.